what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Nikki Haley is up there at the United Nations saying she's perfectly happy with having the Pentagon attack North Korea, saying that we've run out of options. And again, this is the U.S. arrogance fully on display, because North Korea is not the United States business as long as it's minding its own business. And so far, that's what's going on. North Korea has not attacked anybody. They have not invaded anybody. They have put out the message, do not attack or invade us. And that's what they're building up the missiles and the nuclear weapons for, because they learned their lesson from Iraq, where Saddam Hussein surrendered his chemical weapons and he still got invaded and lynched. Or Iran, which has shut down its nuclear weapons program, and it's still in the crosshairs for invasion. So Kim Jong-un is very wisely saying, okay, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what concessions you make for the United States. They're still going to come for you when they want to come for you. Therefore, all we can do, the only option we have left, is to be prepared to make an invasion or an attack on North Korea as expensive for the United States and its allies as possible. That's what they're thinking. And Haley's out there saying, yes, we're just going to turn Mattis loose and have done with them. Haley made the comment, North Korea will be destroyed if the U.S. has to defend itself. I'm sorry, but who is on the other side of the planet having military exercises on whose border? You don't see North Korean military tooling around the Gulf of Mexico, do you? But you have all these American warplanes and ships just nudging up to the Korean Peninsula. Apparently, the U.S. flew another couple of B-1 bomber exercises over South Korea to demonstrate, we can come and get you. The U.S. is being provocative. And again, North Korea has made no statements indicating a desire to invade the United States. They have repeatedly stated the reason for their nuclear arsenal is to deter the United States from invading North Korea. And if you look at the history of how North Korea suffered during the beginning of the Korean War, you can understand why they might feel that way. And North Korea has come on out in response to the latest round of sanctions, saying the more sanctions you impose, the faster we're going to move toward completing our nuclear deterrent. Because North Korea understands once they have it, once they have missiles with nuclear warheads ready to go, everybody's going to back off. Now, Russia is getting very nervous over the U.S. aggression and saying that they will not allow the United States or other countries to provoke North Korea into a military conflict, as that could mean the use of weapons of mass destruction near the Russian borders. This is the head of the Upper House Committee for International Relations say. And people probably don't remember that during the start of the Korean War, General Douglas MacArthur seriously suggested nuking North Korea. Now, as you know, North Korea just had a successful test of one of their medium-range missiles. It flew out over Hokkaido and hit its target. And everybody was saying, well, you know, we keep hearing all this talk about, you know, when North Korea has another test, we're going to shoot it down. The U.S. said that. Japan said it. And that was like three tests ago, and it never happened. Everybody said, why aren't they keeping their promise to shoot down the North Korean test missiles? Well, because what if they try and shoot down the North Korean test missile and they miss? It's one thing to shoot down an incoming target that you launch it yourself, like these two tests of THAAD that they had here, starting in Hawaii, ending in Alaska. But the reality is that all of these missile systems the United States has developed and sold to these other countries can't reach North Korea's missiles. THAAD stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. The missile must be in the terminal stage. That is, coming down close to the target before it can be intercepted. North Korea's test missile flew over Hokkaido at an altitude of 475 miles, way into space. Japan doesn't have anything that could have intercepted the missile at that point. Neither does the United States. THAAD cannot reach that high. The Aegis interceptors can't reach that high. So they just have to sit there and shake their fist and say, gosh darn you. Now, here's a little bit of an embarrassment, because apparently there was a conference up in Canada talking about the North Korean threat and what was going to be done. And apparently Canada is not a participant in the U.S. Ballistic Missile Defense Program. But the Canadian perception seems to be that Americans would shoot down an ICBM headed for a Canadian city. And apparently the news was put out. No, as a matter of fact, a U.S. general has confirmed U.S. policy is not to defend Canada in the event of a missile attack. Now, at this point, I can't imagine why anybody would want to attack Canada anyway. Canada minds its own business. They're nice people. Screwy liberal government, but they're nice people. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. I love Canada. Of course, I haven't been there in a while. But I thought it was a really wonderful place. Wonderful people. Very clean, very polite. I really liked it. If they didn't have such a screwy government, I might actually think about wanting to retire there. Except Claire doesn't really like the snow. Now then, apparently, again, getting back to North Korea here, the U.S. made a request to Kuwait to eject the North Korean ambassador, and Kuwait went ahead and did just that. Going to go out there and prove that we're tough. We're going to have other people do our bidding for us. Let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, what did you talk about St. Louis yet with the police officer?
Yeah, at the very top of the show.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Isn't it ironic that we protect the poppy fields of Afghanistan and we kill people to protect them, and we also kill people that sell them? Because he was selling heroin.
No. We only kill the people who are importing and selling drugs who are not part of the Central Intelligence Agency. Those people get off free. I actually met Freeway Ricky Ross in Los Angeles through my first wife, who was an Olympic class substance abuser. And he used to openly brag he was with the CIA. And as long as he was with the CIA, the police would never touch him. And they never did. The war on drugs is the war on the competition's drugs.
Isn't it amazing how the police officer, the gun that was found had his DNA on it and not the guy in the cars? So both sides
Hold it. I didn't read that. Where's that from?
I believe that was in a couple of sources that found a gun. It was sealed up. They said it was. The information was not substantiated, but the gun they found in the car only had the. It was like a throwaway gun from the officer that shot him.
You're saying that this was not substantiated.
Well, according, that was one of the reasons why they fired him, because he stuck like when he went back into the car, the police truck or the car,
okay.
To put his rifle away. He went into a bag, and supposedly that bag was a throwaway gun that he put back in the car, because the gun they found on. In the car, we had the officer's DNA, but not the driver of the car who was, you know, was killed.
I would like to see a source on that. Okay, but it does explain why he's a former police officer.
Yeah.
I would see maybe a manslaughter charge coming out of that one, but not first degree murder. I mean, we are dealing with a guy who was, you know, a criminal fleeing the scene. You know, he did show aggression by backing his car into the police car twice. And I think in the circumstances, I disagree with the idea of using a drop gun, But I think a credible case could have been made that this guy was trying to find a gun. I mean, it is shown on the dash cam that instead of getting out of the car, that he's rooting around trying to find something.
It's just sad how in these days, both sides is like, you're stuck in the middle. You know, both sides are bad. You know, the good cops protect the bad cops. The criminals, you know, obviously they all protect each other. And then you have the Black Lives Matter, George Soros funded, that go out and loot and smash businesses that have nothing to do with anything. You know, because they're
yeah,
out there.
It really does. It does feel like the country is starting to fall apart here.
Hey, Mike, real quick on Syria. Did you see them? I don't know if you talked about the Russians that bombed the ports in the Euphrates River that had ISIS, some ISIS facilities set up. Might have been a few trucks, maybe some oil trucks, a couple boats. So they knocked them out, and I know the Syrian army partially crossed the Euphrates River. So that's setting up to be a clash against the you know, the Kurdish elements, which, you know, obviously Turkey's going to take care of eventually on that side of it. Because Turkey's never going to accept, like, the Kurdish factions. You know, there's a different, couple different
no,
Kurdish
they're,
factions.
No, they're not.
Some nasty ones.
And Iraq is already saying that they view a new Kurdistan as a second Israel, and they will not accept that. And I don't know if you heard yet or not, but the United States has now unilaterally declared a no-fly zone north of the Euphrates, where only U.S. aviation will be allowed to operate. Nothing from Syria, nothing from Russia, nothing from Turkey. It's the usual ham-fisted assertion of authority by the United States, which has no basis in international law. You know, basically, it's a blockade, and a blockade is an act of war.
Yeah, do you also notice that there's like in that whole area, there's a lot of oil facilities. I don't know if anybody noticed that. In that part of the country.
Well, the oil is definitely what the fight's all about. You know, getting control of the oil and making sure that it's sold only for the dollar.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch right on over here to Terry in Oregon. Aloha, Terry. What's on your mind?
So, Mike, I just want to remind people that yesterday was Constitution Day. I was signed September 17th, 1787, 230 years ago. And
yep.
You don't hear too much about it because, you know, they don't want to emphasize the Constitution too strongly these days. But I think we need to remember it because in my mind, it ranks right up there with the 4th of July. I mean, the 4th of July gave us the country, and the Constitution Day gave us the kind of country we're going to have. And what we got to do is remember the articles and the amendments and remember also be aware how they're being violated today, how they're being taken away from us and how they got no right to be taken away away from us. So
well, you're
also,
absolutely right.
Also, there was some students who had these pamphlets made up about Constitution Day, and they were giving them out on Constitution Day. It wasn't this year, but they were accosted by campus police, and they were taken to, they said, you can do this in a free speech zone, you know, way on the other side of campus. They had some area set up where they could talk, but they couldn't just mix amongst the other students and give out the pamphlets about the Constitution. I thought that was a pretty sad thing to have happen in our country.
It is a very sad thing, and the courts have finally ruled that the idea of a free speech zone is itself unconstitutional because the Bill of Rights makes it clear that you can assemble peaceably in any public space whatsoever and petition for redress of grievances, which is what the First Amendment is really all about. I'm an absolute strict constitutionalist. And I view any government that is not 100% in compliance with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as illegal and illegitimate. But we are unfortunately seeing a repeat of what happened in Germany following the Reichstag fire and the enabling acts. All of Germany's civil protections for citizens were slowly stripped away until it was just this complete dictatorship. And we're seeing the exact same thing happen here. And now we're seeing the independent media come under attack. and things are getting a little bit tense out here.
Right. Hey, Mike, what was that website you mentioned earlier about the Middle East news? It was changing it around and stuff.
It's not a website. It's an organization called Memory. But you might do a web search for an article that was called Selective Memory, M-E-M-R-I, which was an expose that came out in the British press saying, look, these guys are not providing honest translations. They're always biased in favor of Israel's political agenda. Memory was the organization that claimed Ahmadinejad said he was going to wipe Israel off the map. And that wasn't what he said. What he actually said was that Israel will fade from the pages of history. Now, one is a very active declaration, and the other one is a passive observation. But any time that Memory can make it more provocative or twist things to place anybody in the Muslim world in a negative light, they're going to do it. And unfortunately, Western media, they love these little propaganda laundries because then they can put out the lies when their hands are clean. I'll give you another good example. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which has been pushing for the removal of Assad. It's not in Syria. It's a one-house operation out of Coventry, England, and the guy's day job is he's a T-shirt salesman. And he just puts out all this information under the name Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, and the Western media grabs it and publishes it all over the world. And if they ever get called on the lies, they say, well, look, you know, this is just what we got from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. And yet, if they actually looked at it, they would realize it's just, it's a propaganda laundry is what it is.
Exactly. And, you know, if the translation between Farsi and English was way off in that particular case, you know, that you're talking about.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, but, Israel also is assuming most Americans don't speak Farsi.
Right, and then I heard a preacher one time tell his congregation that, you know, he took it one step further. He said, Ahmadinejad wanted to bomb Israel off the face of the earth. I mean, this is really getting, it was one thing to say, you know, if the Palestinians were allowed to vote, that they vote out the Israeli faction on, you know, in Palestine. But then they took it the next step, and then they took it to the next step, and pretty soon, Ahmadinejad's going to bomb Israel off the face of the earth.
When you were a kid, did you ever play the game of gossip, where you line up a bunch of kids and you tell, whisper something to the first kid, and he whispers it to the second, who whispers it to the third, and by the time it gets to the end of the chain, it's usually completely different. And that same that same thing is happening between those who start the propaganda and the corporate media, and then it goes on out into the general population who are getting the message, you are supposed to hate Iran or you're supposed to hate North Korea, and as they pass that information on to other people, they'll put, unconsciously, put their own spin on it to make it look worse than it really is. And again, that earlier caller was right. We all need to just absolutely understand and accept that primary source of information we have, that corporate media, they are lying to us about pretty much everything except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not all that good on the weather.
Yeah, and, you know, in that game you're talking about, they're interpreting it the wrong way. But today it's blatant lies, you know, saying he said this.
Yes.
Which is, you know, on purpose, not, you know, through translation, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth. This is the first guy. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much. Well, you know, there's an old saying, truth is the first casualty of war. And we're seeing it here right now. I mean, look at the whoppers they were telling us about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and he was going to uncork on Europe in just 45 minutes, and then it was over on Syria and Assad. He's got all these horrible... It's the same pattern. When the United States decides they're going to attack a foreign country, the corporate media's job is to demonize the country, demonize the people. Oh, look, they dress funny. They don't live the way we do. They're obviously inferior. And then portray the country's leadership as out of control, lunatic, wild people, a threat to all of civilization, justifying attack by the United States. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phone. Sherry in Fredericksburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. This is just due to, maybe this has been talked about before, but I'm so ignorant about bombs. This misdirecting, is it possible for us to misdirect a missile to intercept, not intercept it, but to just make it go like hit Japan from North Korea or something like that and say, oh, look what they've done. They've bombed Japan. Would that be possible?
Well, it all depends on... It all depends on how the North Korean rockets, missiles are being guided. Now, we know one of the weaknesses of the U.S. Tomahawk cruise missiles is they use the GPS system to navigate across the face of the Earth. And the problem with that is GPS can be spoofed. And as a matter of fact, the Russian firm Kalashnikov has literally come out with a shoulder-mounted device where you can jam the GPS signal of a drone or a cruise missile and send it off course. Now, that's a very good reason to not be using GPS. And whether or not you could jam GPS on a North Korean missile 475 miles away, that would take a huge amount of transmitter power to do. But again, not knowing exactly how North Korea is guiding their missiles, it's kind of hard to say. Now, I do know that on some versions of America's ICBMs, particularly the MIRVed ones, the buses actually navigate by the stars. They have little sensor viewports all over them, and they basically align the platform on the stars so that they know they're oriented correctly. And from then, they then do that little dance where they'll skip over here, release a warhead, skip over there, release a warhead, and so forth and so on. GPS is a weak point in anybody who's using that as a guidance technology for a weapon.
Okay, what is it we threatened to do that we haven't done? Was that intercept a missile, but it's just out of our reach? Or how did that work? We threatened to do something we didn't do, we haven't done yet.
Yeah, basically about 3-4 North Korean tests ago, both Japan and the United States said, if North Korea launches another test missile, we will shoot it down. And they haven't. They haven't even tried. And the reality is that North Korea's missiles, while they're in that coast phase at the top of the arc, they're out of reach of all of the missile systems that we have. All of the systems that we have are designed for terminal defense, which means you're sitting that missile system is sitting right on the target, which means the incoming warhead is coming right to them, and that brings it within range. But being able to shoot a missile that's 475 miles in space, we don't have the weapons right now.
What if we had something up in the stratosphere, though, like masers? I don't know if anyone's heard of masers. They're lasers where you can listen to the stars, and the base for them is up in the stratosphere where the temperature is cold, because when this apparatus is used with this laser, it needs to be in a cold environment, so it makes it so noise doesn't interfere so much. And if we can listen to stars with masers, what if we pointed that thing down to Earth and did something from up, something from above?
Well, first of all, let's back up here a little bit. Masers predate lasers. Masers were actually the first development of having a stimulated emission of radiation, and it was done in the microwave regions because it was easier there, and it was designed to make a more sensitive radio receiver. They're not transmitters, they're receivers, and they don't have to be up in the stratosphere. They're used on radio telescopes here on Earth, and yes, the devices are chilled down to reduce noise and to actually make them a little bit more sensitive. So there really isn't anything a maser could do because it's a receiving device. I'm sure it could be turned into a transmitter as well, but not if it, they could definitely do that. Lasers are the same principle, operating in the optical spectrum of the electromagnetic spectrum. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. We got to take a break here, and I'll fill out the rest of the detail when we get back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And of course, being able to intercept an incoming ICBM during the coast phase was a major objective of Reagan's strategic defense initiative. And they spent vast sums of money, much of it borrowed, and were not able to really solve a lot of those problems. And again, with regard to the terminal phase, the issue there is that all of our missile systems, whether it's Aegis or THAAD or Patriot or whatever, are built around a doctrine of the incoming threat following a predictable ballistic path where you can predict exactly where it will be at the moment the interceptor gets there. But Russia's latest generation MIRV warhead, and presumably China's as well, are maneuverable. They bob up and down. They weave back and forth. They corkscrew. They dipsy doodle. And that makes a ballistic-based intercept absolutely impossible. Before we go back to the phones here, we're now getting word that Hurricane Maria has been upgraded to a Category 4 hurricane. It's heading to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, those people that haven't finished cleaning up from the last one. It's they got to be feeling really picked on right now. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Miles in Maine. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dustin makes so many good calls. I wanted to kind of explain a couple things about that St. Louis incident. The perplexing thing for me is they settled this case years back for $900,000 out of court, paid the money, which I don't see why there'd be any charges now 5 years later. But additionally, the officers both saw the car drive by that almost ran him over and ran into the police vehicle twice. They both saw the gun in the car. Now, to answer Dustin's question, a guy who's a convicted felon previously and looking at going to be a felon again that's carrying a gun is not going to have his fingerprints on that gun. So if he's got to throw it away or whatever, he can deny any relationship to that weapon. So that's why there were no fingerprints on the gun. Now, curiously, which is very curious to me, they say they found the DNA in there, but the officer unloaded the firearm and set it on the passenger seat, and there were no fingerprints on it. But yet there was DNA on it.
That seems rather weird. If he unloaded that gun, I mean, obviously it makes sense that his fingerprints along with his DNA would be there.
Exactly, but there were no fingerprints of either person. And like I said, now I know convicted felons that when they're carrying a gun, because that's an additional crime, they're not able to own a legal gun. So probably that firearm, it'd be interesting to know if it was stolen or not or who it was registered to. That's never mentioned. So I think in the summary of events here, I think what this whole situation is, because the prosecutor was retiring, I think this was a makeup call for the Michael Brown incident, which, by the way, I think Officer Wilson was justified as well. But I think this was a trying to be a makeup call on that incident, and that's how we got to this. And I think the judge was intelligent and saw through everything. I think he made the right call. I sure hope he did. I don't want to see anybody unnecessarily killed or injured. But I think that the officers, you know, the other officer said he's got a gun. The other one, they both saw the gun. And that's consistent. So I think the judge made the right decision. But I wanted to share that with Dustin because he makes so many good calls, and I'm one of his people out here that support his calls. And I support your show, Mike. Great show again. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to do a little more digging to see if I can get a confirmation on this idea that Smith's fingerprints or DNA were not on the gun. And again, you make a very valid point. If he's a convicted felon and he's caught with a gun, he's in serious trouble just right there. And so he would probably make a point, if he had a gun, of making sure it was as clean as possible. And not having seen the gun, there are things that you can do to make a gun not have fingerprints, like wrap cloth tape around the handle and the trigger. And if you use it and then toss it, the idea that your fingerprints are going to be there, that's a long shot. I'll tell you where most crooks really screw up is they'll rig the gun so it won't retain a fingerprint, and then they'll forget about the bullets. Because when you're loading those bullets into the clip, you leave all kinds of fingerprints all over the brass, and the brass just loves to hang onto those fingerprints. So, anyway, Miles, thanks an awful lot for the information. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the Korean situation, Russia and China have kicked off a massive joint naval drill near the Korean Peninsula. And apparently, as part of that, Russia has test-fired one of their Iskander missiles. This is something that is giving nightmares to some of the planners in the Pentagon. And so they test-fired that. It was a successful test. But again, none of this is going to make things calm down in Korea. Now, last week, Bezalel Smotrich, a member of the Israeli Knesset from the Jewish Home Party, basically came on out and said, announced what was called the decision plan on how they're going to handle the Palestinians. And it is basically a plan for Israel to annex all Palestinian territories officially and to basically coerce the Palestinians to either agree to live under apartheid as a reduced status population and relinquish national aspirations or be expelled out completely. So Israel's getting ready to just complete their acquisition of Palestine. And they may call it legal, but we know it's wrong. I mean, everything that was done by the Nazis was the letter of the law under Germany at the time. But we all know it was not the right thing to be doing here. Now, we're still hearing all this nonsense about the Cuban embassy. This came out of Zero Hedge. The U.S. is now evaluating shuttering the Cuban embassy after unexplained sonic attacks. This is coming from Rex Tillerson. And Cuba is saying, look, we're not doing anything. And apparently, the latest attack was some kind of a blaring, grinding noise, which supposedly jolted an American diplomat from his bed in the Capri, which is a Havana hotel popular with tourists, which sounds to me like he wasn't actually in the embassy. But the diplomat, according to the AP, moved just a few feet, and there was silence. And then he climbed back into bed, and then the agonizing sound hit him again. None of this has a reasonable explanation, blah, 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 blah. Now, this is another example of look for what should be there and isn't. Cuba wants normalized relations with the United States. They want an end to the almost 60-year-old embargo. So if indeed something actually happened, and we don't know for a fact that it did, it is not Cuba who is doing it. Now, it is possible to, using multiple transducers, to create a circumstance in which a sound can only be heard in a specific location. It takes a lot of engineering to do. But in this case, they're talking about being in the Capri Hotel. I think it's just more propaganda to sell us all on the idea that Cuba is bad, Cuba is evil, we shouldn't normalize relations with them. And we should just go on in and invade them because that's what we should have done 60 years ago. And here I was getting ready to sample that fine Cuban rum and those fine Cuban cigars. Very, very upsetting. Again, why would Cuba do anything to the U.S. diplomats? It's not in Cuba's interest. Who benefits from the U.S. diplomats to Cuba being driven out? Those who want to attack and invade Cuba. So let's talk a little bit about the economic news. Jim Rogers is warning that if Trump starts a trade war with China, it will end U.S. hegemony, which is already seriously strained right now. More and more countries are pulling at the leash of the United States, and they're pivoting toward Russia. And so basically, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin's threat, the U.S. is going to impose economic sanctions on China if it does not implement the new sanctions regime against North Korea. And saying if China doesn't do what we tell them to do, we're going to put additional sanctions on them. Now, again, Mnuchin does not understand the Asian concept of face. And anybody who's conducting foreign policy with Asia, especially with China and Japan and Korea, if they don't understand that idea of face, they're going to make horrific mistakes. And I think they just did. Basically, if we start sanctioning China, it's going to hurt America more than it hurts China. For one thing, all those big box stores are going to dry up. There won't be any product on the shelves. And it will force China and Russia and other countries to pull together and cooperate. And that shows you how short-sighted all this sanction, everything policy happens to be. And remember, we've already got Russia and China cooperating militarily in that exercise off the Korean Peninsula. Another story coming out of Zero Hedge. Central banks are petrified. This is Chris Martinson on the hyperinflationary threat of China dumping the dollar. More and more countries are dumping the dollar. They're starting to go to the yuan and the ruble, and it's already started. China and their allies have dumped the dollar in oil trading. Venezuela is now publishing their oil basket price denominated in yuan. Meanwhile, over in Germany, German companies that were working in Russia are rejecting the new anti-Russian sanctions law adopted by the U.S. last month. They're just going to ignore it. In fact, they're saying it's time for countermeasures. The U.S. sanctions all over the world have brought tremendous financial harm to Europe, and more people are saying it is time to fight back. If the U.S. wants an economic war, we're going to give them one. Now, over in Algeria, they're now going the route of the helicopter money to deal with their budget crisis and declining oil revenue, another victim of the misguided oil price war against Russia. A lot of people are very nervous that Mexico may monetize its silver Libertad coin, which is going to have major repercussions for the silver market. Right now, because silver does not exist in coins, silver rounds and bars are basically bought and sold with melt price plus uplift. If Mexico monetizes its silver Libertad coin, people are just going to start buying that coin, and they will buy it for the face value. And that would be a really good investment. But for all those people putting out paper silver contracts, it would be a nightmare. Amid the Chinese crackdown on the exchanges, Bitcoin has tumbled 28% this week. Now, last week we were talking about the new iPhone launch, the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X, along with the updated iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. And a lot of people were saying, boy, you know, $1,000 for an iPhone, that's a little bit much. And apparently that's the common perception. And obviously the iPhone's facial recognition system failed during the release, didn't help things. Apple's share price actually plunged. There are concerns that people are not going to spend $1,000 for an iPhone. And apparently there's already talk, because of all these Chinese sanctions, of possible delays in the supply chain, because the iPhones are still being made over in China. They make them very well. Iconic toy store Toys R Us could file for bankruptcy today. May have already filed for today. So if you're going to be doing any Christmas shopping for the kiddies, you better get it done right now, because they're not going to be around anymore. That's actually an issue for us here on Oahu, because all the other toy stores in the immediate neighborhood have already gone out of business, like KB Toys, victim of Mitt Romney. And now if Toys R Us closes down, sheesh, not much left except the Hobby Lobby. Which it's not part of the franchise Hobby Lobby. It's a little local store. Interestingly enough, in downtown Los Angeles, they have the largest homeless population in the entire United States. They also have the highest vacancy rate for rental units. Apparently most of those vacancies are in the luxury apartments. And they've hit a 12% vacancy rate. This reminds me of something I said a few years ago with this out-of-control debt-based economic system. We were leading to a nation where we were going to see millions of homeless camped out in front of boarded-up mansions. And it seems like we're definitely headed that way. Another article coming out of Patriot Rising saying that long-term mortgage delinquencies are being seriously underreported. They don't want you to know things are actually starting to come apart. But then the U.S. government lies about all the economic indicators. They're lying about the rate of inflation. They're lying about the number of unemployed. Yeah, they're going to lie about everything. It's all they know how to do. They don't know how to fix the problem. Well, actually, they do. They know how to fix the problem. Andrew Jackson knew how to fix the problem. But nobody in Washington, D.C. has the courage to suggest that. They're all on the hook to the money junkies. The money junkies are perfectly willing to share their loot with the politicians, as long as the politicians keep things the way they are right now. Now, we've been talking a lot about the problems over at the VA, with some of our wounded soldiers being made to wait months, if not years, for much-needed medical care. And many of them die while waiting. Well, it turns out this problem is not confined just to the VA. Apparently, Social Security disability, their backlog tops 1 million, and the average wait is nearly 2 years longer than most of the people applying for disability are likely to live. That seems to be the new solution to balance the budget. Just stall, stall, stall until the people asking for money die. It's amazing. A little bit of information. Remember the London tube bombing, the fizzle thing? Yes, it turned out the bomber was a refugee. The president of Poland is saying there is no doubt the growing wave of terrorism in Europe is linked to the migration. And he's absolutely right. But all of these open border, new world order, global government people are out there saying, well, a little bit of terrorism. I mean, come on. Are you going to let that get in the way of the one world government? Of course you won't. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and
children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about immigration issues, the refugees. And over in Germany, apparently four asylum seekers have been arrested after gang raping a 56-year-old woman. This was in Dessau, Germany. And it happened on the grounds of a former vocational school last month. And they finally arrested these guys. Were all identified. They're all from Eritrea. And this is why so many people in Europe are saying that this was a bad idea. And they're getting furious that so many of their leaders, like Angela Merkel, are still out there saying, we don't care if you're being raped and robbed and infected with dangerous diseases. We are keeping those borders open. Now, Donald Trump just came up with what I think is a very good, very fair idea. For those countries that refuse to accept deportees from the United States, he's going to start limiting their visas. And I think that's a really good idea. See, it's one thing to say we're going to round up all these MS-13 gang members and we're going to deport them back to Mexico. But then you have Mexico saying, we don't want them. We were happy to be rid of them. That's what's complicating the deportation issue, is that these countries that these people came from don't want them back. Again, it's a filtering process. The refugees that are coming from these other countries, they're not the best. These are people who couldn't make it in their own countries. They're criminals. They're fleeing prosecution in some cases. And of course, their home countries aren't going to want them back. They're the United States problem now. Let them take care of them here. Now, speaking of Angela Merkel, as you know, their elections are tomorrow, and it's not going to be a slam dunk for Angela Merkel. There is a huge populist resurgence going on, and it looks like the Alternative for Germany party is going to succeed in getting some members into the German parliament. They don't know how many yet. I'm sure there's going to be massive amounts of election fraud going on to keep the status quo in place. But there is a huge public backlash against Merkel. Now, Austria is basically defying both Merkel and the EU. And again, the widespread backlash against refugee immigration in the developed countries. This is not working out. This is not making these people happy. It's provoking intense nationalistic furor. And it really ought to. And we should have that here. That's what everybody was hoping for with Make America Great. The American people and the American government should be concerned with America, not trying to go on out and play God with the rest of the world, because after all, that's George Soros' job. Now we're finding out a scandal where apparently Brussels has been using taxpayer money to fund the people smugglers. We'll be right back after station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.